Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year, began at sundown yesterday. The beginning of the High Holy Days, it was observed with great solemnity among Jews in New York. John Kalish attended services at Congregation B'nai Jeshurun.
Members of this thriving Upper West Side congregation had their bags searched as they entered the sanctuary. The congregation has a history of social activism, and instruments are played during services, but not last night.
We are different, and services here will be different. It will be just the prayers and the music of our hearts.
Rolando Matalon is one of B'nai Jeshurun's two rabbis. Both come from Argentina, so they know something about the disappeared. Two members of the congregation are missing in the World Trade Center disaster. Rabbi Matalon talked about Aninut, the period of profound shock between death and burial. And he said, this is where we are now. Jews who lost a relative in the last year normally recite Kaddish, the mourner's prayer, once during the Rosh Hashanah service. But last night at Congregation B'nai Jeshurun, it was recited a second time for the victims of last week's attacks. Rabbi Matalon mentioned the innocent people who were being singled out for revenge by America and others without specifying just who these people were, and he urged the worshippers not to return to business as usual.
Our work is not only to go after the criminals in order to bring them to justice, which must be done, but what we can do is to change our priorities. If we are capable of doing that, then there is hope, and then perhaps some healing.
After services, people gathered for a moment before heading home.
Reading the prayers and actually reading the word evil, you know, it took on a new meaning for me this year because evil never used to feel like it was here.
After services comes the first meal of Rosh Hashanah. There is a tradition to dip some bread in honey and wish for a sweet year. But the Jewish year 5762 is starting off on a very sad note. For NPR News, I'm John Kalish in New York.